WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Girls, now this is your last chance. If one piece of candy gets past you and into the packing room unwrapped, you're fired.
Yes, ma'am.
Let her roll!
Line there from Lucy and Ethel on the chocolate line, one of the most famous moments from the old I Love Lucy series. I'm Brian Lehrer on WNYC with our family meeting on laughter today. We will hear next about improv comedy in your everyday lives and have you call in about that. Are you saying yes and in meetings at work? Are you practicing if then with your roommate? Are you, quote, living in the moment with your girlfriend or boyfriend? Do you know what I'm talking about? Well, improv aficionados, the phone lines are open for you on lessons you've learned from improv that you're applying off the stage. How can we apply rules from improv to collaborate better, think better, live better? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And Charlie Todd joins us for this. He's the founder of the prank collective called Improv Everywhere. You've probably heard about some of their greatest hits, like the No Pants Subway Ride. He's also a performer at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater, where he taught improv classes for 5 years. You can catch him performing every Saturday night with the house team called The Curfew. Hey, Charlie Todd, welcome to WNYC.
Hey, Brian. How's it going?
Good. And we're including this in our family meeting on laughter today because improv classes at UCB and elsewhere have become so popular that they sell out in minutes. This is a real thing in New York and I think around the country. So who's taking all these improv classes and what are they looking for from them?
Yeah, it's crazy how big the UCB Theater has grown. I took my first class in 2001, and I remember back then, you know, it was a few people standing in line to turn in a check and fill out a form. And now people try to get into these classes, and they sell out online in seconds. It's like trying to get concert tickets. And it's all sorts of people who take improv classes. It's really my recommendation for anybody new to the city, whether or not they're in a creative field, is go take an improv class at UCB. You'll meet 16 other interesting people. You'll learn a little bit about yourself. And I do think that, as you were saying, improv rules tend to be life rules. When you learn how to collaborate with others, when you learn how to take other people's ideas and make them great, rather than saying no and inserting your own idea, it can really help you in all aspects of your life and your career.
I want to play a clip of Amy Poehler, one of the founders of UCB, from her commencement address at Harvard in 2011.
I moved to Chicago in the early 1990s, and I studied improvisation there. I learned some rules that I try to apply still today. Listen, say yes, live in the moment. Make sure you play with people who have your back. Make big choices early and often. Don't start a scene where two people are talking about jumping out of a plane. Start the scene having already jumped. If you're scared, look into your partner's eyes. You will feel better.
Amy Poehler, weaving improv lessons into her life lesson speech at the Harvard commencement address in 2011. But Charlie Todd from UCB, being funny is nowhere on that list. Teamwork is.
That's right. I used to teach a lot of level one improv class at UCB, and often it was the person in the class who arrived thinking that they were hilarious, who was the weakest member of the class. Great improv isn't one individual on stage cracking a joke or making a pun. Great improv is a team of people listening to each other and building ideas together. And ironically, if you're up on stage trying to be funny, very often it falls flat. If you're up on stage trying to be real and to play things in a realistic way and create comedy that happens in the moment and heighten a little tiny unusual thing that happens and heighten that and make it big and make a pattern out of it, that'll be so much more satisfying to an audience than somebody just trying to crack a joke.
By the way, the one thing that I sort of didn't get from that Amy Poehler clip, why is it better to start a scene where two people have already jumped out of a plane?
Well, you see a lot of improv scenes done by novices where they might spend 2.5 minutes of a 3-minute scene debating whether or not to jump out of the plane. And maybe they do, and you see it for 5 seconds and the scene's over. And that's a metaphor for the improv rule of starting in the middle. You know, it's not interesting to see people go back and forth and debate something. If somebody offers something like, we're skydivers, we're going to go skydiving, then say yes to it and do it right away. And I think you can apply that to brainstorming in a corporate environment or whatever career you have. If somebody has an idea, don't debate the idea for 15 minutes. Say yes to it and try to build upon it.
And so before we take some calls from our listeners about what life lessons they've got from improv and some of their favorite improv class moments, some of our listeners, improv or not, might be familiar with the concept of yes and, as it's one of the improv staples that sort of crossed over into general consciousness. So what does it mean to say yes and maybe give us an example?
Yeah, I mean, yes and improv is two fundamentals of a scene. Saying yes, agreement. If somebody comes into the scene and says, I baked you a cake, the cheapest move you could do is say, that's not a cake, that's a frog, right? Because you've turned your scene partner into a crazy person, and they have to play a crazy person for the rest of the scene, and it doesn't really respect the idea that they brought to the table. So you also have to add information to the scene, right? So if someone comes in and says, I baked you a cake, you say, oh my God, thank you so much, you remembered my birthday. And so now I've added information that it's my birthday and that we have this relationship and that you baked a cake. So that's very, you know, simplistic initiation. But I think in general, it's encouraging people to say yes and also to add their own information, contribute something, agree with what's been established, and then contribute something of your own that complements it.
Dow in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hey, Dow.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Well, congratulations to this gentleman. He's saying almost everything I wanted to say.
About yes and?
Yes and, exactly. So let me take it to a slightly deeper level. As an intellectual type, I find myself in my life getting in my own way by thinking too much, as opposed to acting. So to take what he said and go down with it, if you take this into life from the point of view of your spiritual well-being, it's really takes you to the moment. In improv, when you're watching a good improv group, my favorite is the Improvised Shakespeare Company. They come to New York and they're brilliant. You watch them, and if they're doing that, you can't be thinking. You have to be responding. You have to be with the people you're with. You have to be ready to embrace the unexpected. And it turns out to be really fun and really worthwhile.
Thank you very much. Great story. And you're right. You took it to another level. And so Charlie Todd from the Upright Citizens Brigade, this yes and doesn't mean that the characters in an improv sketch have to agree with one another all the time, right? That would be a boring scene. So what's the difference between what's happened with the characters and the players when it comes to yes and just agreeing?
That's right. I think often people confuse yes and, especially in the lower levels of improv classes, with I have to say yes to absolutely everything that you do. And if you come on stage and you suggest that you want to cut my arm off, I have to agree. And that's not true. You have to say yes to the idea of your roommate is interested in cutting your arm off, but you don't have to go through with it. So it's not just simplistically saying yes and doing everything that's offered. It's saying yes to the idea and what's behind the idea.
Allison in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Allison.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I wanted to speak to how improv made a difference for me in my everyday life. And I took improv classes at Upright Citizens Brigade. Not only was it like one of the most fun things I've ever done and met great people, but at the time I was doing that, I was a super of a building. And I had a really awful building manager I was the only employee of the building, and this guy would just like curse at me and just be really hard to deal with. And I had nobody else to kind of commiserate with or on how to like deal with them because I was the only employee. But when I started taking improv, the different things that I learned, especially like how when you're doing improv in a scene, you really have to listen to what your scene partners are saying and really try and take it all in and take your time, because that's the way that you're going to be able to have a good, great scene together if you're listening to each other.
And that helped you with your nasty boss?
Yeah, because I would just like really listen to the things that he said to me, these ridiculous things, and then I would take my time and sometimes even just like repeat what he said back to him first. And then he would hear what he said and kind of get taken aback because
he would hear that you got
it was
him.
So ridiculous. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And so it just really helped me in all my job situations and in life be able to be more assertive because I am really listening to what you're saying. And then, so I'm therefore able to make a really educated response to what you're saying.
To you and be so responsive. And that was the first word in the Amy Poehler clip when she talked about the life lessons that she learned from improv. The first one was listen. So Allison, without hearing that commencement speech that Amy Poehler gave, definitely got that. Allison, thank you for a great story. And Charlie Todd, before you go, I've read that it's really important to you that the pranks and missions you do with Improv Everywhere don't make fun at the expense of a person who isn't in on the joke. So how does that work? And do you think that's true of anything that is truly funny that we aren't laughing at the victim? We heard some chatter earlier about how people in this country compared to other countries seem to like to laugh at others' misfortune. But how do you deal with that in Improv Everywhere? And maybe you can give us an example.
Yeah, you know, the goal of Improv Everywhere has always been to play pranks insofar as we're changing reality and there is some sort of deception involved, but to do them in a way that's positive and makes people laugh and smile. And part of this is because I started Improv Everywhere around the same time I started classes at UCB, and just learning in my early classes at UCB about agreeing and keeping things positive certainly influenced my work with Improv Everywhere. And in many ways, by the way, Improv Everywhere is a terrible name for the group because our projects are very planned out in advance. But the improvisational part is we don't know how other people are going to react to us in public. So, for example, an Improv Everywhere project we did a few years back is we staged a surprise wedding reception for a random couple who was getting married down at City Hall down in Lower Manhattan. So I approached a couple right after they'd been married by the city clerk and said, "Hey, I'm from Mayor Bloomberg's office," which was not true. That was the prank. "And I'd like to give you a free wedding reception. We're giving one free wedding reception a day to a random couple. Would you like it?" And they said yes to it. They chose to yes and this offer, even though they had no idea who I was. Mm-hmm. And across the street, we had a full wedding reception set up in Foley Square with a tent and bridesmaids and groomsmen and someone to play her dad, the whole thing.
And the owner of Rebar in handcuffs. Never mind. Some people got that joke. All right. Charlie Todd is the founder of the prank collective called Improv Everywhere. You can also see him perform with the house team at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater every Saturday. There's a link on our website for tickets. And the documentary about Improv Everywhere called We Cause Scenes is available on iTunes and other platforms. Charlie, thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Brian.
It's the Brian Lehrer Show. Family meeting on laughter today, which continues with Harry Condabolo, Liz Winstead, John Hodgman, all to come. More of your calls. Stay with us.